Sorry, I got nervous. My question was, should all headshots be closed?
Well, this is all obviously the very serious issue of legal height. Let's start down this panel. Let's start with Tanya, and we'll move through the panel.
I'll be quick this time. This is a matter that would have to be dealt with in Westminster, so it's something that we would be directly concerned with. I think the problem with the UK's drugs policy is that it isn't evidence-based. It's only looked at the distinction between legal and illegal drugs instead of looking at actually what damage is done and how they can be made safer. So I'd say that the government should be looking at the actual evidence and acting accordingly.
Thank you. John Coyle?
Definitely, head shops, as you said, should be closed, but obviously online sales of the drug as well needs to be looked at and stopped, because you can, you know, young people can access the internet and buy them online and get them posted to their homes, so that there is another enticement, so that there needs to be controlled by the internet, Google and so on.
Okay, so yeah, the problem, it's obviously an issue on the internet. Thomas, this is an issue, has been an issue for Mammon.
Yes, it is an issue all over. Obviously, it's an issue that Westminster does need to deal with, and we have an opportunity to do that. We need to start from a point that all of the drugs should be actually banned and then make exclusions for those that can be used safely. And I think that's a reasonable starting position. Because unless it's going to be policed afterwards as well, we need a mechanism for policing it. And those head shops should be closed, but we need a mechanism to actually close them, and that means legislation. So we do need a new piece of legislation. I have met quite recently with the Fernando Drugs and Alcohol Forum, and I've arranged a meeting with the Justice Minister as well with them to try and progress a new legislation, at least for the Justice Department to make moves towards Westminster to start that process.
Daphne, it's a good question, and don't be nervous, you're amongst friends. Yes, the short answer to the question, but I agree with many of the panel. The difficulty with making legalised illegal is that they can change one molecule and change the product, and then it's legal again. So we do have to, we certainly need to do more. I was very interested to be at that table to hear, because I suppose I don't know enough about legal highs. We all know the ramifications of using them, and I think to me a big part of it is around education, and I am delighted that Youth Action had that as an issue here tonight, that, you know, if you are aware of the issues and the dangers around using these things, and it's hard to make bath salts illegal, it's about educating young people and all of us as to how the taking of these drugs, things that are in them, the normal household ingredients that you would never dream of sitting down and drinking a bleach and coke, but the fact is you're putting those kind of chemicals into your body by using these things, and we have to educate our young people in avoiding legal highs and never go down that route.